Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right, everybody. Good Saturday afternoon to you. It is August the 1st. How about that? We've made it 7 months through this horrific nightmare of a year. We only have five more months left to go. That's the good news. We're on the downside, right? You've made it uphill 7 months through probably the worst year that many of us have ever experienced. And now it's all downhill. That means it's going to be great from here on out, right? Probably not. Who are we kidding? All right. Good afternoon. Either way, we're with you until 4 o'clock today, along with JT the Vic. I guess Darius is hanging out as well a little bit. The boys in the studios are hanging out and doing their thing, and you can do your thing and give us a shout, give us a jingle at 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. We're going to talk some Washington football team. It is still, I do a podcast every day. I don't do as much radio these days as I was doing. And I write nonstop and tweet, of course, constantly about the team. But live, when I'm talking, it is still really hard not to say the name Reds. It just doesn't flow right. It's so hard to break that habit. And I'm going to do it again today. I do it every day. I'm trying to get better at it. I'm trying. That's all I can tell you is it's not without effort. But it doesn't, like WFT kind of like rolls off the tongue, right? Probably because of the other acronym. But you have to make sure that you're not saying, the other one, right? WFT, okay, I could probably get down with that. Hail to the WFT. It's hard to get, quite honestly, used to Washington football team when your brain is moving 100 miles per second and, you're just talking. Like, I don't seem to have as much of a problem with it on Twitter. And when I write for SI, I don't know why. I don't know if it's because I allow myself to think a little bit more. Whereas when you're talking on the radio, or a podcast, you're just boom, 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 boom. And you've got disease of the mouth anyway. I don't know. But it is hard. And we're still all making that adjustment. But that doesn't mean that football's not here. I just wrapped up a video conference call with Chris Harris, the new Washington football team defensive backs coach, played under Ron Rivera when Rivera was the defensive coordinator in Chicago, when I lived in Chicago, when the Bears were going to that Super Bowl and they were a perennial contender. Coached in L.A. with the Chargers last year. New D-backs coach here. Young guy, 38. But certainly seems impressive. And we didn't get to ask him everything, but got to ask him about the constant communication problems. I thought he gave me a really good answer about that. I thought he had some good stuff to say about Jimmy Moreland. Really excited about Landon Collins. So we'll get into all of that as we roll through the afternoon, and we'll get into the local professional football team. But, you know, as you heard Dan Culco kind of wrap up on his show, Nats Insider, you know, we don't have any Nationals baseball until Tuesday night, right? That doesn't mean we don't have any baseball. As a matter of fact, I watched the Mets throw up all over themselves last night, up 10-5 in Atlanta, and I said, as I went out for a run, a walk, whatever, and I missed all 10 of their runs. Like, they were doing nothing as I was watching the first couple of innings of the game. And then they just break out the bats and score 10 runs in a couple innings. And they're up 10-5, and I said, I don't know if this is just the cynic in me. This just feels like this is going to be a colossal, epic disaster if you like the Mets and if you root for them to do well. And, you know, in full disclosure, for those that don't know, I grew up on Long Island. I grew up a Mets fan, okay? I want the Nationals to do very, very, very well, and I was very happy that they won a World Series, but, I mean, I can't control where I grew up, okay? So I'm watching that game last night, and they just throw up all over themselves. And Travis d'Arnaud, who couldn't stay healthy for more than a day and a half, he was like the football equivalent of Darius Geis. 5 RBI, including a 3-run bases-clearing double in the eighth inning, and Atlanta, which I think we can all agree on, we all hate, can't stand, them and the Phillies, right? Whether however you feel about the Mets are kind of harmless because, again, they self-destruct more than any organization known to mankind. But as I'm watching this game, and as I'm watching the Mets bullpen fold like a cheap suit, I'm thinking, God, don't take this away from me. Don't take this away from me. And here they're doing their damnedest to take it away from me. I just got the Stanley Cup playoffs back. We got the Stanley Cup playoffs back, baby. Carolina and the Rangers going at it right now. Still 1-0 Carolina early on in the second period in Toronto. The playoffs are underway. This is not exhibition. This is not appreciation. This is the Stanley Cup playoffs. We just got it back. We just got the NBA back the other night. A couple of good games there. We got the Wizards back for whatever that's worth. Not much, but for whatever it's worth yesterday. And here I am watching this baseball game because there was no Nationals game on last night. As you heard Culco say at the end of his show, you know, have a good weekend. Got no Nationals, not only today, not only tomorrow, not Monday, because we had 14 days off scheduled somehow in and around the Marlins series. And so they took Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and then have another day off on Thursday. This is the Vic Ferreira special. I'm only teasing Vic. But I'm going crazy, and I'm thinking as I'm watching this, even though I'm frustrated, please don't take this away from me. I love baseball. And yet, every fiber in my body, every single part of me feels I might not watch another Nationals game this year. Maybe we will. Maybe we'll get to Tuesday. But a couple of more St. Louis Cardinals tested positive today. The Phillies and the Marlins didn't have any more negative tests. Lorenzo Cain, an NL All-Star, one of the best offensive center fielders in the game. Brewers just said, screw this, go kick rocks, I'm out. Just right as we were coming on the air. And remember, the Brewers and the Cardinals were supposed to play this weekend, right? You had the Yankees-Phillies canceled earlier this week. The Yankees played Baltimore because Baltimore and Miami were supposed to play, and they couldn't play, so they played the Yankees. Of course, the Nats and the Marlins were supposed to play this weekend. Of course, they couldn't play. Why? Not because of Rob Manfred. And again, I've seen this, and it's pissing me off. I'll be honest with you. Major League Baseball should have made sure they had dog collars on these guys. They should have made sure that they were in a bubble and that it said, you can't do this or you'd be arrested and charged with criminal gangster activity. No. Major League Baseball did everything they could to get the game back under the severe restrictions of the Baseball Players Union, who refused to do a bubble when baseball wanted initially to do that because they knew that a secured bubble, like hockey and like the NBA is doing and like the WNBA is doing, that was their only chance. It's not to say that nothing will happen, but that was their only chance. The Players Union said, go Pound Sand, part of the Pound Sand Radio Network. That's what they said. Then they said, ha, 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 we're going to fool America just like all these players' unions do. And we're going to come up with something cute and say, just let us play. Tell us we're and win. Hashtag. Again, go to hell. How about that? Try that. Hashtag that. So sick of the Baseball Players Association. So sick of the Players Union. I'm not anti-union. I'm anti-ridiculousness. The Baseball Players Union, the NFL drives me crazy too, but they drive me less crazy because of the type of sport. The Baseball Players Union is absurd, and it always has been. Whether it's Donald Fear, the guy in between that unfortunately passed away, I forgot his name, or Tony Clark. What a bunch of selfish clowns. That's who is ruining Major League Baseball for you. That's why the Nationals are not playing this weekend. That's what's going to bring this season to a halt. That is what is going to break the back of this season. And if somehow, some way, we can get through this because the Dodgers came out and chastised a bunch of players because Manfred's internal report came out and scalded the Miami Marlins. I don't know exactly how the Cardinals got theirs. If somehow, some way, we can get through this, which, does remain a possibility. I'm not saying 100% we have no chance. That's just my overwhelming feeling. And I think it's most people's realistic feeling, if not overwhelming feeling. If somehow we can make it through this, the Baseball Players Union still absolutely sucks and still handled this terribly. And I challenge anyone to tell me I'm wrong. Tell us when and where. Shut up. Tell us where and when. Go to hell. All you cared about was money. That's all you cared about. That was the number one thing. That was the only thing. Not safety, not this, not that, not your family. All you cared about was money. You used the guise of safety. Some of you cared about safety. But as a whole, instead of fighting for what needed to be fought for, to be in a bubble, to not have a nightlife, to not go out to strip clubs in Atlanta, to not be able to go to hotel bars and to drink without masks on. In a sport where you are around each other all the time and in the same quarters, in the same clubhouse, in the same showers, in the same general area, you fought for how much money you could make every day. Oh, we have to have this. We have to have what we agreed to in mid-March because the world is the same in mid-March as it was in July, right? And eventually you got your way. Congratulations. Now the sport is on the verge of being shut down. And I'm sorry. I'm sorry if anybody out there disagrees with this. But I can't take it anymore. I can't take the selfish, narrow prism, one-lane highway. We've got to get paid. We've got to make every dollar we possibly can. The hell with the fans. The hell with the game. The hell with the owners. The hell with anything that anybody else cares about. As long as we get our paycheck and we can have fun and we don't have to live in a bubble, that's good enough for us. Well, you got it. And now the sport is on death's door. Now the sport is knocking on the door of hell. Hope you're happy. Thoughts on that at 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. Do you feel baseball is about to be shut down? Do you feel football has any chance? Let's concentrate on those two things. We'll keep you up to date on the Stanley Cup playoffs. We'll get into how the NHL and NBA has done things. We'll get into the Washington football team, actually like real football type stuff. And we'll do it with you at 800-636-1067. Let's start with, do you feel baseball is about to be shut down? And as a consequence, do you feel we'll even get to week one of the NFL season when you're dealing with two non-bubble sports? 800-636-1067. We're with you on the Fan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
You know, when it's one thing to find out that a couple of Marlins tested, right? Look, people are going to test positive. At one point, I'm probably, you know, going to, right? Maybe. I don't know. I hope not. I mean, I've made it through the first 4-plus months or whatever and haven't. But, I mean, I know people, you know, a good buddy of mine who works in Major League Baseball. I won't tell you name, organization, whatever. He tested positive. Now, he had, you know, mild symptoms, but he was not able to be doing his job for a couple of weeks. You know, I mean, it happens. So I'm not mad that one player or two player, you know, contracted the coronavirus and that it spread. I'm disappointed by that because the testing policy and procedure still stinks, because this country is still woefully unprepared, because without making this political, you have a president who's more interested in playing golf than trying to solve this thing and blaming the other, you know, political party for all of the sins of the world. And instead of trying to fix this, instead of trying to solve this, we have a complete disaster. A complete disaster on our hands. And I would argue that we are in worse shape on August 1st than we were on April 1st. Because we've already tried to shut things down, and we as a society were too stupid to not be patient. We couldn't handle it. And we can't handle it. I was in Harris Teeter the other night talking to the supervising manager checkout lady who, you know, I've gotten to know, you know, over the years. Nice lady, right? I, you know, like we're not friends or anything, but she, you know, we were just talking. She was asking me how I was doing, you know, whatever. And I ask, how you doing? She's like, you know, and she confides in me. She's like, we're just having, you know, a really hard time with people and enforcing people to wear a mask. She's like, there's this one guy who we fear when he comes in here, what he's going to do and how he's going to respond. And that's the problem. In a nutshell, that's the problem. Not only in baseball, but in society. There are too many idiots out there that think nothing about anyone but themselves and don't care. And the problem is they get it from somewhere. And if they don't get it from up above, they're getting it because that's what they are at the very root, at the very heart. And then there's morons like Clay Travis, who somehow makes hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars a year to basically be an ignorant, just debacle, and acts like, oh, there's no, this is a big old conspiracy theory. There's nothing to worry about here. There's, you know, not, if China just didn't, no, shut up. People, we suck as a country. We suck as a society. We're stupid. All of us, many of us. And baseball is no different. Baseball is probably a microcosm of society. There's some people, and the Marlins were clearly some of these people, and they're not the only ones, that didn't take this seriously, that didn't read a 115-page memorandum, and now have endangered not only themselves to where 60% of their team has tested positive, but the Phillies, the Cardinals, well, and maybe they, I guess they didn't have anything to do with the Cardinals, but the Phillies, potentially things had to be shut down. The Nationals, the Yankees, the Orioles, all those teams were affected by a bunch of 21, 22, 23, 24, 25 year olds who couldn't keep it in their room, who couldn't drink a cocktail in their room, who couldn't wear a mask, who had to go to a strip club in Atlanta because just being a human being and watching TV or being on your phone wasn't good enough. How dumb is that? You've endangered not only yourself and your whole organization, and you suck on top of that. You've endangered yourself, your whole organization, other teams, other families, and on top of that, the sport. Now, Bob Nightingale, I just saw this pop up. I guess Keith Oberman reported this, but Nightingale is confirming it. The national TV partners of Major League Baseball have indeed been told to have alternate programming ready next week in case games are postponed. Now, that doesn't mean, the way I interpret that, is the season canceled. It means more games are postponed. But it could mean exactly what I fear is going to be the case, that by Monday or Tuesday, we are not going to have baseball. Again, I hope I'm wrong. I hope I'm a raging idiot on a Saturday afternoon on a radio station in Washington, D.C. And I know we'll get out to the calls in just a sec. Pete and Ashburn, hang in there. I'll get to you, I promise. 800-636-1067. I hope I'm wrong. Again, I'm not mad that people got COVID. That's going to happen, right? It's going to happen in life. Unfortunately, it's a very easily spread disease, even if you take some precautions. But it's not hard to not get it if you're doing the right thing, if you're staying home. if you're wearing a mask, if you're socially distancing, if you're not being an idiot, if you're not going to strip clubs. You know the last time I went to a strip club? 2011. And I walked out. I was with Redskins officials, and I walked out. We were in Seattle. They dragged me there. I had no idea we were going. I thought we were going to dinner. That was the last time I walked out in 10 minutes. Get out of here, please. Now, if that makes me less of a man, I don't know. But just because you go to a strip club, you think that's a smart thing? I don't care if you're 21, 28, 32, family, no family, from here, not from here. Stop. Stop being a moron. Stop being a selfish pig. And stop ruining baseball for everyone. And I'm sorry if that offends anybody. But you don't get COVID just because it falls off of a cherry tree and you were unlucky. You get COVID for the most part, because you either put yourself in a bad situation or someone was careless and didn't give a bleep about anyone but themselves, and then you were in the wrong spot. That's how you get it. Doesn't mean it's always your fault. But I will tell you this, going to a strip club in Atlanta, going to a hotel bar, not wearing masks, not socially distancing, being indoors in close quarters, that's not practicing safe practices, if that makes any sense. That's not being smart. That's being a dummy. And now the whole sport is in peril. And I think football is going to be in rough shape too. I've said all along, I don't believe we're getting out of training camp. Am I wrong? Am I crazy? Or do I have a point? I'll get more into that next. Plus your calls at 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067 on the Fan.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, want some good news instead of an idiot just screaming at you over the radio? Juan Soto is back in the inner squad workout for the World Series champion Washington Nationals. We don't know if he'll be back in the lineup Tuesday, although, you know, that's a pretty decent guess that they'll find a way somehow, some way, to get him into the lineup Tuesday night against the New York Mets, assuming that there is a game on Tuesday night. Dave Martinez, just a couple of moments ago, this from Todd Dibas on Twitter, at Todd_Dibas. Todd. He was asked if he would be ready to play on Tuesday. Quote, "We'll see how he feels," meaning tomorrow, Sunday, when they have another inter-squad scrimmage at Nationals Park. Quote, "He hasn't been able to get out on the field and do anything." Well, yes, that is true. That is undeniably true. He'll be back in the lineup on Tuesday if there's a game on Tuesday, right? You have a 60-game season. You're 3-4. You've won two in a row. Now you have this unwanted 4-day break. Really, about a 5-day break from game to game. But you get my point. And then you have another day off on Thursday. You're already 7 games into a 60-game season, which, I mean, just sounds absurd. You don't know when this thing is going to end. You don't know if it's going to end tomorrow, next week, 3 weeks from now. And what if it ends 2 or 3 weeks from now and they go based on, you know, regular season standings or what, you know, or best record? Whoa, like, crown a champion? Probably not, but you get my point. You don't know what's going to happen. You don't know how they're going to decide this. Get him in the lineup. Even if he's not ready, let him swing the stick a little bit. You know, he doesn't have to play in the field if we don't want him to play in the field. Right? Have him DH. So just do that. And even if he looks terrible, he'll be okay. He'll be all right. All right, let's get out to the phones. 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. I'm Chris Russell. Good to have you with us. Let's go to line one. Pete in Ashburn to get the show started here on the telephone lines. What's up, Pete? How are you?
Hey, Rooster. How are you?
What's going on, Pete?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I got you.
I wanted to click. I called in, and then I wanted to hit on a lot of things. One, I'm actually a manager for Harris Teeter, so that's funny you brought that up.
Oh, and, well. Before you go into the rest of your call, I mean that is a legitimate issue, right? And I very much fear for you guys, and I'm not just talking about at Harris Teeter. I'm talking about everywhere that has to enforce these rules that are absolutely and should be in place, and the government should force and make it mandatory, or people get arrested. And yet, you guys are left to fend off the maniacs. Is that fair or is that unfair?
I mean, for the most part, people are just, they just don't want to do it. And if you're just polite, like if I spot somebody, and it's a very low percentage. I'd say it's like 5% of the customers, maybe at the most, you know, and we've got an ample supply of masks. We grab a mask as managers. We walk out there and we just ask somebody, you know, please, sir, please, ma'am, if you would. And
that sounds good. And that's, I'd like to think that's how most people would respond. Oh yeah, you're right. You know what? I forgot it. I'm sorry. My bad. I apologize. Yeah. Just habit. But my fear is the, you know, couple of percent, whatever the percentage is, of people that, you know, have made this a political war, quite honestly, and then turn around and do something to you, Pete Ashburn, or, you know, whoever, who's just trying to do their job, who's just trying to keep society safe.
Yeah, we haven't had anything too ugly. I mean, I guess if it got to the ugliest part of it, we just wouldn't ring them up. But I mean, nothing terrible's really happened.
Well, that's good. So, that's good.
It's been good. It's been favorable. But to get back on the sports, I mean, I kind of think the only thing that all sports have to do, baseball, basketball, and what football's probably going to have to end up doing, is just pushing things back and back and back, and then that's going to really breathe down the neck of the 2021 season.
Mm-hmm. No doubt. So, and here's the thing. I mean, hockey and, you know, basketball are already probably looking at no earlier than a December 1st starting date for the next regular season, right? So if you think about hockey is going to go into like the first week, I think, of October, I believe is what they were saying. And the NBA might even go a little bit later than that, but I could be wrong on that because they're still doing their regular season instead of going to the playoffs, which was a dumb idea. But just let's use let's use October 1st and October 10th. For the NHL, October 1st, and the NBA, October 10th. Let's just use that as an arbitrary date, right? Well, you can't, though only a couple of teams are affected by that long of a season, you can't start the rest of the teams playing their regular season mid-October in the NBA like they normally would. You can't start them at the end of October because there's no way you can say, even though they've had 4 months off here or 3.5 months off, there's no way you can tell the Los Angeles Lakers, who just played four rounds of the playoffs and 82 regular season games, oh, by the way, you're done on October 10th, you win a championship, and now you got to start defending it on October 31st. No way is that happening. And then if you start the season, you know, December 1st, let's just use that as an arbitrary date. Okay, December 1st, what are we going to do? Play 82 games in 90 nights to get back on schedule? Or are we going to play this merry-go-round of, well, the season's not going to end until next August? You know, that type of thing.
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, the only other thing I wanted to bring up, kind of lost my train of thought here. I just think it's nuts. I don't know. Like, I kind of almost think they have to skip a year or something to kind of get back in line.
Do you think baseball is going to be shut down, Pete? Do you think baseball is going to be shut down?
I'm glad you said that, because that actually brought up I lost my train of thought on was, how do you determine who's the best team right now? Technically, by winning percentage, the Marlins are atop their division. You know, you can't say they play three games and they're the division leaders.
Right.
You know, you can't put them in that spot. Do you again have an elongated playoff? I mean, what do you do there?
I mean, if you play if you play 50 games and then have to shut down, maybe you can make an argument, hey, we can award regular season award. Oh, you know, the Marlins were the best team in the NL East over 50 games, so they're the regular season champions, and we'll go without postseason championship titles or something like that. But you certainly can't do it based on 3 games, 5 games, 7 games, 8 games, whatever the total is for everybody at this point. And obviously, again, the Marlins, like you said, have only played 3 games, and everyone else has played probably, you know, at least 7, maybe 6, maybe 8, kind of depending on who and what their schedule was. So I don't even so much worry about that. I worry about, are we going to make it, like, next Saturday when I'm on from 1 to 4 again, are we going to have nobody play? I mean, never mind the Nationals and the Marlins and the Brewers and the Cardinals. Are we going to have anybody playing? That's what I don't know. Pete, stay safe out there. Appreciate the phone call. Good to hear from you. Let's go to line 2, Chris in Brandywine on the Fan. Good afternoon, Chris. How are you?
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, thanks for making it, Chris.
I wanted to bring up an idea that really would only be for football, where we can learn from the mistakes of baseball and the achievements of basketball, and see if they could do, you know, use these stadiums that they have, these big, large stadiums. I mean, it may cost these billionaire owners a little bit of money and, you know, construction, but, you know, retrofit all these suites to house the players and staff, and they, you know, they are semi-bubbled in each of the stadiums, and they go to play from stadium to stadium. We can't, we ask our soldiers to go on deployment for a lot less money. These guys, these millionaires can, you know, take the time and be away from their families in a semi-bubble to help the public with entertainment. I think that's a fair idea.
You know, I have not heard that proposed, and I'm intrigued. So let me just make sure, let me walk this back just so I understand exactly what you're saying. Is you're saying, like, the Nationals, right, where the individual player and presumably their family, because that's a part of this, right, would essentially, instead of leaving the ballpark, instead of going home to condos, apartments, houses, whatever, or hotels, wherever they're staying for a shortened season, where they would essentially at home, when the team was at home, stay at Nationals Park, and, like, families would live in the suites, and they would bring in, I guess, portable beds or whatever, so that they were isolated, so that they were isolated from the rest of the world, but essentially living under a quasi-bubble that wouldn't take the resources necessarily that the NHL and NBA had to take. Is that kind of what you're saying?
Well, basically, I was really thinking towards the NFL. I think baseball's shot. They've already missed their mark. But with football, you got 32 teams. Each of them have a stadium. You get all the suites. Each of them have probably 100 to 200 suites.
Mm-hmm.
You get those things set up for rooms, as rooms versus as suites. And all the players and staff kind of stay in those
interesting
somewhat. And
interesting.
You would have to, their bye week would have to be a 14-day bye. So it may push the scheduling out a little bit. But, that way any team that goes on a bye, they can go back and see their families in terms of players and stuff during that bye week. And then it's 14 days, and then they come back. And then they're back in the bubble,
Yeah, that's a really interesting. I mean, I'm sure there's logistical things that I'm not thinking about, some suites for whatever reason, have to be boarded up during the off season, as opposed to, having the sliding glass and all that. Like a lot of the newer parks have the so I'm sure there's things that I'm not thinking about. And I'm sure the unions would immediately jump in and say, can't have that. That's unfair. This, that, and the other thing. But from a grassroots kind of concept and idea of not going through the complete exhausted bubble that the NBA and NHL did, which is really the only way sports are going to work at this point. But from to avoid doing that, because you couldn't get that done because the players union said no in each of these sports, maybe that's a possibility to do something similar to that. Again, there's a lot of things that would have to be figured out, and I don't even think they're thinking about that. But that's about as creative of an idea as I've heard, and I'm glad you brought it up. Thank you, Chris. Appreciate it. I'll let you run on that. We'll get to Jonathan in Fairfax in just a couple of moments. 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. We're rocking and rolling right here on a Saturday afternoon on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, we'll get right back to the calls in just a sec here as we approach 2 o'clock on a Saturday afternoon. Humid out there. Whew. God, what a soup bath this morning when I walked out from my walk. Ugh, yikes. Wasn't that bad by the time I got done, but maybe it was because I was sweating like a pig. Just a couple of moments ago, Juan Soto had a Zoom call with the media. And Vic said he saw this, that he said he wasn't sure if he was going to be ready on Tuesday night, which is kind of what we told you about, what Davey said. But he also said this, quote, "For me, in my mind, I was fake positive." Now, as Britt Giroli points out, Soto's done a really, really, really good job to learn English and conducts all of his interviews without a translator. But of course, he meant false positive, not fake positive, for whatever that's worth. So he's contending that he really wasn't positive. Honestly, I'm not going to spend a whole lot of time going through the rigmarole of that. I mean, I don't get how it's taken this long for him to be cleared through all of this testing and protocol and between Major League Baseball and the D.C. Health Board. I mean, clearly he was cleared by every entity to return today, even though there wasn't a game, for at least an inter-squad scrimmage, right? So, that's a positive, and hopefully he'll be ready to go on Tuesday. Now, they'll have an inter-squad scrimmage again tomorrow, and I guess they're taking Monday off, but if I'm Juan Soto, and if I'm the Nationals, I'm in the cage taking 100 swings on Monday. I'm doing every, like the Nationals, even though they won the last two games, they need that dude back in the lineup, period. Now, there isn't time to waste. Assuming that we get to Tuesday, which we have to assume. Has anybody heard anything about how the Cardinals came down with this? I mean, I know it was like one or two staffers and a couple of players. I haven't heard anything about that. Did they do something stupid? I have not heard that. 800-636, if anybody has that, let me know. Let's go to Jonathan in Fairfax on line three. Jonathan!
Hey, good to talk to you, Rooster. How are you today?
What's up, Johnny? How are you?
Oh, I'm doing fine. Hey, the last caller really made a great idea. The only question for that would be, is there shower facilities in the suites? I know when I had my Nats tickets, it was in a suite. Very nice. We had a nice bathroom. But
yeah, there's no showers. Yeah, that's a good point. There, you know, and that was one of the things that I wasn't thinking of, you know, at the moment when he presented it, you know, when I said logistics. Yeah. You're right. There's no showers. There are private bathrooms. So in most suites, you get that. I mean, they would have to figure out a way to kind of make – and look, it's not going to work because the Baseball Players Association and the NFLPA won't let it work. They want their money. They want to play, they want to come up with their snazzy little hashtags, but they don't want to do what it's necessary in order to make this work.
And you bring up exactly kind of feeding into what I was about to say. The players' associations in both the MLB and the NFL, they don't seem to be all together, like all 32 in the NFL or 32 in baseball. They're all the player reps. They don't seem to be all on the same page, because if they were, this outbreak in Miami hopefully wouldn't have occurred, because it sounds to me like the young kids, you know, on the Marlins were a little, they may have run amok down in Miami.
Yeah, here's the problem. I'm sure that the Baseball Players Association said, look, guys, you know, read the damn manual that we put out, 115 pages that baseball put out, right? Read it, understand it, know it. I'm sure they talked to the managers and the GMs and the clubhouse guys and you know, the team traveling secretary. But the bottom line is, you know, like I know this because I used to travel with the Redskins, right? You'd think a professional organization would completely act professional on the road. Well, that wasn't the case with the Redskins. I can tell you that because I saw it in front of my very own eyes. And I'm not saying that I, you know, totally acted like an angel and never did anything, you know, crazy or had a little too much fun. Why, you know, like maybe I shouldn't be expecting a bunch of 22, 23, 24-year-old, you know, kids to act professional and to stay in their hotel room. But here's the thing. Back when I was traveling, there was no coronavirus. Like at some point you have to wake up and smell the reality and see, you know what? Not only am I potentially infecting me, but I'm potentially infecting my brothers, my teammates, my family, the whole sport. That's the problem.
Look at the guy from Godfather's Pizza, who is the former politician, Herman Cain. He goes to the Trump rally and 5 weeks later, he's dead.
Is that what happened? I didn't hear that. Oh, man.
Herman Cain, who, you know.
I mean, I knew he passed. I didn't realize that was the story there. Okay, I didn't know that.
Well, years ago he had cancer, but he got past the cancer. And they're saying that partly they think that what happened was he went to the thing in Tulsa. Everybody's not wearing a mask. And then he went to Phoenix to that other thing that Trump had. And then he's dead 5 weeks later.
Jeez. You know.
Like you say, Chris, this is a very dangerous thing. Everybody needs to be on the same page. Yep. And that's where, unfortunately, as a society, we're not. Otherwise, we'd have this under much better control.
Well, and we should point out, without making this too political, because I know everybody thinks everything's political nowadays, and it is intertwined, right? This is a common sense thing. This is and for anybody that's going to scream about death rates being, you know, a certain percent. Oh, no big deal. You could die more from the common flu than you can from this. No. Here's what we're talking about. we're not just talking about death rates. We're talking about one person getting it and sending it and giving it to 10, and 10 people giving it to 50, and 50 people giving it to 200, and so on and so forth down the line, so that everyone's sick and everyone has to be quarantined and everyone has to be isolated, and hospitals and doctors and medical teams are overrun, and the country basically can't operate. That's what we're not talking just about death rates here. We're talking about inflicting our own, you know, other people in society that we come in contact with, on purpose or not, with a virus that is very communicatable or communicable and very easily spreadable. So, you know, again, I could sit here and talk about this forever, and by no means am I a political expert or anything. There's nothing political about this. It doesn't sound like for me, I can tell you that, and it doesn't sound like for you, Jonathan. It's about stupid is as stupid does. If you want to be a stupid idiot, you're going to get people sick. If you don't want to be a stupid idiot, if you're going to be a regular, normal person and try and take every precaution you can, then for the most part, we should be able to flatten the curve. We should be able to control this to some degree. And obviously we weren't, because the Marlins weren't thinking like that. And who knows what the Cardinals were doing. I appreciate it. Good to hear from you, pal. Got to let you run. We are up against the top of the hour. We will get back to you on the other side. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. Hour number two of three straight ahead.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.